Well, howdy, partner. Welcome to Chimpeons to Deadlands Reloaded, an actual play podcast telling the story of three drifters using the Savage Worlds rules and Deadlands Reloaded setting. This episode is sponsored by our patrons, Inner Cube TV, Ben Styles, Stuart McQueen, Tayshul, and Doug Blath. And now that's out of the way, on with the show.
Jump! I'm gonna jump off the lift.
What?
Run!
I'll jump off the lift.
Jebediah!
Well, I'll try and jump off.
Yeah, you leap off as well. I mean, it's only, you know, although you've dropped it one crank, it's only about 6 or 8 inches. And you leap off wondering what the fuck that wolf's on about.
Trap. It's trapped.
So you'll stand there looking at this mine lift.
Look at this rope here.
Okay, it's a rope.
Yes.
So yeah, wolf, yeah, now you go over and look at it properly. You can see, and yeah, if you show them, they'll see it as well. You can see, yeah, there's a rope leading off from the, you know, from the platform. It looks relatively new as well. You know, it doesn't look as worn and, you know, sort of aged as everything else. Sort of leads up into the darkness, and yeah, it's hard to see, but it looks like there's a couple of platforms jury-rigged up there, and it looks like there's quite a lot of rocks stacked on top of them.
Maybe we can cut through this rope.
Yeah, just roll me smarts, Jebediah.
I'll make a smarts as well, if he's saying...
Yeah, by all means, Wolf, if you can try and work out how it works. Yeah, so you can see it's pretty crude, Jebediah. It's obviously just been, you know... You can see there's these two sort of crudish platforms are being put up and loaded with rocks. And they've obviously been designed to fall on the bloody lift. But the only thing that pulls them over is this one rope that goes up to them. And, you know, if you drop the mine shaft, you know, the lift, it would just pull them over. So, yeah, just cutting the rope would be enough to disable it.
I also know all further traps within this mine based on
his role.
Based on three razors.
Yeah, it's a very crude attempt at a trap. In fact, you're kicking yourself now you've seen it. You missed the bloody thing in the first place.
I am kicking myself. I'm kicking the Reverend as well. How could you not see that, Reverend? We are Europeans, and this is how our folk think.
I thought it was part of the lift.
God bless your openness and lack of guile. It is purely blessed.
Anyway, it's okay. Don't mention this. Yeah. Let's go.
So yeah, you easily disable this rather crude trap, which crude but would have been incredibly effective, you think, you know, dumping several tons of rock on you as you descend the lift shaft with nowhere to go. You lower yourselves for a minute or two, obviously you're not quite sure how far you've gone down. Wolf, can you just roll me a survival, please, and anyone else if they think it's pertinent, or notice rolls if you prefer.
Oh, got a raise.
So yeah, you get to the bottom, and again it's, you know, sort of an open cavern. You know, it seems there's only one main tunnel leading off of here and, you know, into the dark. But down here, you know, you can see that there's far more of these almost blood-like veins running through the walls. And a definite now, you know, you can all see there's a definite sort of dull red glow coming from somewhere down, you know, further down out of sight on this main mineshaft.
Lead on.
So yeah, you move ahead. Again, it's, you know, this is sort of a, you know, not a little claim. This has been a big sort of industrial job. So yeah, you head down this thing. You reckon, this may have been the original big seam, possibly, and they've been working their way through it, because it's very, you know, any offshoots are very shallow. And above you, Wolf, as you're scouting ahead, you see coming through the wall what looks to be, but can't possibly be, what looks to be like a miner's lantern, because it sort of, you know, pushes out from the wall you know, held aloft by a hand. You know, as the arm comes out, you can see, you can't make it out properly, because although the lantern's held aloft, it doesn't give out any light. And in fact, you know, you can see the rock through the arm as it pushes forward into the corridor. Arm followed by, you know, shoulder followed by body as a miner, or what appears to be a miner, although you can clearly see through him, steps into the corridor.
I'll stop.
So yeah, you stop and you see like a second and a third also push out of the rock and step into the corridor, and you know, all three heads turn towards you, Wolf.
All right, attack.
Okay, so yeah, you leap forward, Wolf, but as soon as you do, all three of them sort of start back and just step straight back into the rock.
Oh. I'll step back and say, there is spirits of miners here. I could see through them. But they've disappeared back into the rock. Be wary that they don't come out as you pass.
Did they aggress you?
No, but I aggressed them and they've disappeared.
Maybe it was your tomahawk that they were afeard of. Perhaps you should let us pass.
I'll stand where they emerge from the rock and let the two brethren pass.
Okay. Yeah. Both reverences, you pass, you see. You know, Wolf is... Well, I don't know, I suppose. I don't know which way around you're facing, Wolf.
Facing the rock.
So, yeah, and Wolf as well, you see a face appear from the rock. You know, this insubstantial head pushes its way through the wall of the corridor with a lantern held, as if, you know, holding a light, but it's giving... How many times can you use the word light? But it's, you know, it casts no light out. This head pushes its way through the rock of the wall.
I just raise the tomahawk and stare at him.
Just slips back in.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's make haste.
Told you. It's the devil's work.
Yeah.
Should we draw together, do you think?
Maybe. I'll decrease my distance ahead of them. From about 6 feet.
As you move through the mine, it's obviously this main mining tunnel. There's not sort of offshoots everywhere, and if you remember. And as you're moving down the main cavern, this you know, this sort of red glow becomes sort of brighter and stronger as you move, and this, you know, the tendrils that are running through the rock becoming more and more prevalent, until finally you hear, you know, further up the tunnel.
And start running forward.
So you start moving forward, Reverend Allen and Jebediah?
Yeah, I'll try and match his pace.
Yeah, I'll follow.
So yeah, as you sort of run further down the corridor and it sort of turns, so you come into what is a large cavern, various, you know, sort of pillars of, you know, sort of natural stone leading where they haven't been hewn out, probably intentionally left as supports. The far side, you can see the reason that there's been this red sort of light emanating through, you know, through the main shaft, is because there's a large pool of bubbling magma at the other side of the cavern. In front of that, you see four of these, you know, sort of strange blood mud creatures. As you come round the corner, you see this panicked look on the face of what looks like to be a miner, as they finally shove him screaming into the boiling magma in front of them. But suspended above this huge pit of lava is the creature that you saw in your vision. Large, stone-like, humanoid-shaped man, for want of a better word. It seems to be fairly genderless, but it seems to be spread-eagled with chain-like apparitions almost of bluish energy wrapped round its ankles and wrists, spread-eagling it above the magma pit. And yeah, the man's screams die out as they shove his head under the boiling magma and, you know, smoke of burning, charred, evaporating flesh raises from the pit.
See? Let this be the devil's work. Sacrifices to the devil.
So, initiative. Let's deal that first and see where we go. So, first is Wolf with an 8 of spades. Next is Reverend Allen, 6 of spades. Then the Bloodman with 6 of clubs. And fortunately, last but not least, Jebediah with a 4 of hearts. Wolf, what are you doing?
So you can move and attack.
You can indeed, yeah. But a normal move is considered a free action, yeah.
Okay, so... And I can move 8, yeah?
I don't know. Whatever your pace is that's how many you can move. I think the your default is 6.
Oh, yeah. Shite.
You can run and attack, but that would be considered... Yeah, running's an action. So you could run and attack, but that's 2 actions, so you'd be getting -2 to both rolls.
Okay.
Have you got a ranged attack?
I have. I've got bow, but I don't think it's going to do much, because I don't think the arrows are going to do much. I'm going to run and attack. 12.
Ooh.
-2, so 10, so I make that.
Yeah, that's enough to make it. Can you just roll me a notice roll as well, please, as you run across?
6.
Okay. So yeah, you run across and make your strike.
So that's at -2 as well, yeah?
It is indeed.
Yeah,
you hit.
Would have had a raise. So I strike.
You swing your axe at one of your tomahawk, at one of them. And yeah, as your tomahawk rips through, you know, it's roughly its chest, you know, it just slices it open, and much like you've seen them before, you know, as that resistant skin on the outside of them is pierced, its innards just flow out like mud, and it just sort of, you know, deflates almost into a heap on the floor. Mm. Next is Reverend Allen. Can you also roll me a notice roll?
I can. I make my notice.
Okay, fair enough.
So I imagine the miner that's been thrown in is a crisp.
Yeah.
Being magma and all that. I'm going to try and shoot that one. So I made my shooting. It does 9 damage.
You hit it squarely, you know, like previously. The bullet just passes through this sort of muddy form of it. Seems to do very little damage.
Yep.
Next is them. So one of them rushes over towards you, Reverend Allen. The second one joins its brother, if you like, to attack Wolf. And then rising from the magma...
Is the one they've just thrown in.
Is yet another one. Which, yeah, you could maybe reasonably think is... Maybe that's how they're making them. So let's do the one on Reverend Allen first, because I'm mean. So Reverend Allen, it tries to... Yeah, it just tries to strike you. And its large ham fist comes towards you. Misses completely, and it... Because it's rushed over, it sort of staggers by you, leaving itself wide open. If you strike that one next time, you will get a bonus.
Okay.
The two on Wolf both again try to strike you, Wolf. To hit you, they need to hit half your fighting skill, +2.
7.
So yeah, the first one, you know, swings at you, and they're large things. They're much taller than a normal man, and bulk-wise they are as well, but that makes them clumsy, and you easily slide under it. The second one, again, misses wildly. They both sort of swing at you and almost tangle themselves up. Jebediah, what are you doing as you see your compadres being, well, almost swamped?
I'm going to move up to adjacent to the Reverend Allen.
Can you make me a notice roll, please?
Okay. No, I didn't notice anything.
So yeah, you move up next to Reverend Allen, where this quite tall, bulky creatures are. This one, you see, is dead, and it's got one of its, you know, its hands braced against the floor where it's, you know, missed and overextended and sort of stumbled somewhat.
I'm going to attempt to cast a lower trait with regard to these three, so the ones who are already out of the pit.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to try and reduce their fighting.
Okay, yeah, good move.
By a die. Sorry, my praying to the lordly...
to the sweet baby Jesus.
Indeed.
As you hurl three cards across the room into them.
Yeah. I made it with a raise.
You make it with a raise, so that reduces it two dice, does it not?
Yes. So that's what I'm doing. So the one coming out of the magma is unaffected, but the three who are visible are reduced by two die.
And that's the end of that round, so let's go again. So first is Wolf with a King of Hearts, second is the Bloodman with the Jack of Diamonds, third is Reverend Alan with a Jack of Diamonds as well. That's interesting.
That you would get so.
Because I've got a feeling that maybe I need to look at that card deck. And last is Jebediah with the Four of Hearts. So first would be Wolf.
I'm going to attack this one.
So you swing your tomahawk at one of the two there.
Yeah.
Starting to flank you.
Come on. Fighting, so I got a raise. The wild die.
So you rolled an 8. You rolled an 8, 5. Yeah, you hit.
Just wait for the damage to come up. Come on. See, I don't know if I've pressed it. Right. 5.
You strike it, but, you know, they've got this sort of tough, sort of semi-muddy, elasticy exterior. And although you strike it, it doesn't pierce that. Next, it is them. So those two. First of all, I'm going to roll them the smarts. They're not exactly smart. So the first one made it, the second one didn't. So one of them, again, tries to, you know, hit you with his big sort of meaty paw, which completely misses. The second one, though, doesn't reach for you. It reaches out towards you, and gushing out of its hand is almost part of its own essence as it tries to spray you with flaming, fiery, bloody mud. And hits you with a raise.
Shit.
It sprays you with this sort of scalding hot mud. Mud blast. Also imaginatively named.
Ay, caramba.
Fucking hell, as it bathes you in burning hot mud. Obviously, you can try and soak some of that damage.
Yes.
So just to reiterate, the way you soak wounds is you can roll white, you can use any of the bennies to soak wounds. You can tempt multiple times. Unless you hit a critical failure, and then it automatically stops, and it doesn't stack. You know, if you roll multiple times, you just take the best one. It sprays you head to toe almost in burning hot mud. So what's your toughness?
My toughness is 6.
That would be 3 wounds.
What?
Taking 3 wounds does not mean you are down. It's the 4th wound that incapacitates you. And then you're in the point of rolling not to die and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, I spend a white.
Okay.
What do I press? Soak?
Yes.
Yes!
That'll be enough to raise remove a wound. So that you can choose to roll it again if you so wish. Well, you have currently you've taken 3 wounds and a shaken. That would take you down to 2 wounds and shaken.
Right. I'm going to use a red, which means you get another Benny.
So, I don't know if you want to double check. A red might allow you just to roll a d6 and add it on top of that roll if you want.
Roll an additional d6 and add to the total. Negates critical failure or uses a white chip.
Okay.
I think mathematically wise, you might be better off reusing it as a add to this roll.
Okay, so Roll a DC.
Because really, to get better than what you've got, you're going to have to get an exploding dice, aren't you?
Come on, for God's sake.
Remember to, if you're doing a roll D6, remember to put an exclamation mark at the
Why
end.
Why is that?
Because that can explode.
Right, so, 4.
So 4, so that's 10.
So that's a raise.
Yeah, so that's with a raise. So yeah, you take a wound and are shaken rather than taking 3 wounds and being shaken.
Right, okay.
So yeah, this thing sprays you and yeah, burning mud, yeah, covers down, you know, catches one side of your body. So the one on Reverend Allen.
It fumbled.
So yeah, that one doesn't attack. The one that's coming out, the magma, sorry, Wolf, but they're not very intelligent and you're the closest person to it, stumbles out the magma and swings at you. And misses atrociously. But yeah, I think this is the first time a player's actually been injured. Because you suddenly realise your own mortality.
Wolf!
Reverend Allen, back. It is you. Sorry, can you also roll me a notice roll, Reverend Allen?
Mm-hmm. What was it, Jebediah?
Basically, I'm looking for a notice roll with a raise, basically.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
Hey.
Yes, maybe a raise.
So yeah, I mean, you can see these three are now swamping Wolf. Wolf's looking like he's in trouble. You can see that one of them's already burnt him down one side. You see this, you know, the sizzling coming off of one of his arms. And of course, this room is dominated by this great big stone creature that is obviously somehow entrapped over the magma pool, which is, you know, enough to draw anyone's attention. But you realise above that magma pool is a spur of rock coming from the cavern wall, almost like a promontory. And stood atop it, at one end, is a figure, a man. His sort of flaming red hair and beard, and his preacher's collar, as he looks down at you and you meet eyes, and he says, "Well, Reverend, have you come to pray my temple?"
Oh.
What are you doing, Reverend Allen?
This ain't no temple. This is a sacrilegious abomination, an affront to the work of the Lord. You will pay dearly for taking the Lord's name in vain.
Amen.
Does that mean you're on my side now?
No.
What are you doing, Reverend Allen?
So, he's up there. So, where's he? Is he sort of there?
Yeah, that is pretty accurate. He's about 40 feet in the air.
Okay. God, what can I do? Right. Wolf looks in a bad way, and he's got 3 on him, hasn't he?
He does, yeah.
So, first of all, I am going to call upon the Lord. Here, Wolf, let me raise my hand to the Lord and lay his hand upon thee. So, I make it, so you get...
I think it's just one wound back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does it automatically remove... It automatically removes the shaken condition as well, healing. So, Wolf, you've taken one wound now.
I thought it hit me for 3, but I soaked 2.
Oh, did you soak 2?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably my bad memory.
So I'm on 0.
So, yeah. So, yeah, you feel this power flow over you and, you know, you feel the mud on your arm cool and almost become soothing as it cools.
Wicked.
So next is Jebediah.
I'll try and shoot this one who was opposing the Reverend Allen.
Yeah, so it's effectively vulnerable, so you get +2.
So that's +2, so that's a raise.
So 6, 8, yeah, you hit it with a raise. Roll your damage. Oh no, 5. So yeah, you shoot it, unfortunately, they take half damage from piercing weapons. You hit it square, but the bullet just passes through it like shooting a puddle.
I'm just playing with you.
And Reverend Javel says, "I shall now bring the righteous justice of the Lord to the cesspit that calls itself Coffin Rock." And he steps off of the plinth and plunges into the magma.
No, quick.
There is no splash, no nothing. There's not a ripple.
Shit.
So first is Jebediah with an eight of hearts. Next is the Blood Man with the six of spades. Then it's Wolf with the six of spades again. I've got to work out what that is. I don't know why I'm getting duplicates. And last is Reverend Allen with a four of spades. So, Jebediah.
Well, I'm going to move back and then try to shoot this this thing, this mud beast that's
sure.
Assailing me, or, you know, potentially. So, here we go. And that's... and I...
You hit it.
I hit with a four. Yeah, fantastic. So, damage is...
Eight. So eight.
Take that. Yeah, deal with that, fucker. Yeah.
That's you shoot it and hit it, but again, the bullet just passes through it. You know, it's a sort of strange consistency of its physicality. It just, the mud just rushes back into the hole it made. Oh, it's them next. So the three on Wolf. Reverend Allen, you didn't attack them. They all try and attack Wolf again. Yeah, so they just try and they all three of them try and hit you rather than trying to try and spray you with a horrible mud. So the one that's not at a disadvantage misses. So the other two miss. All swinging wildly at you, even with a bonus for them all flanking you. The last one just mindlessly lumbers after you and tries to strike you. Again, it misses as well. Wolf, it's you. These three, you know, they're starting to, you know, almost swamp you. So,
I'll go for the one that's not affected, the one that came out of the pool.
Just roll me a smarts because they all look they all look the same to you.
You want an extra roll?
A smarts at plus two.
So I got four.
So yeah, you work out which one it is.
Right, and then for my fighting, I hit.
No, you don't. No, because it's fighting. And it's one that's not had its fighting skill reduced. So that's... You need five to hit it. You can always spend a penny.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I will. But it means you get a penny as well.
Oh, it depends what colour it is.
It's red. I'm going to re-roll it. And if it's shit, I'm going to blame you. Oh, five. Whee.
Yeah, that's it is enough to hit it.
Wicked. 14.
Again, you slice like the outer layer of its physicality, and it almost pops, you know, and just slops to the floor. And last but not least is Reverend Allen, as you watch Wolf tear down yet another one of them.
Again, we'll call upon the Lord. Help this young Native American to writhe from under the grasp of these horrible mud things. Protect him, Lord, for he does not know what he is doing. And yeah, I'll try and put deflection upon him. So I make it. So you get -2 to hit him.
All right, okay, yeah, cool. So that's stealing you round. Oh, bloody hell. They're first with the Queen of Diamonds, then it's Wolf, then it's Jebediah, and last it's Reverend Allen. So the two are new Wolf, which are the two that are reduced. So the first one just tries to strike you, Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tries to strike you, but again, you're too, you're just too agile for them. But the second one tries to spray you with its...
It's -2, doesn't it?
With its essence.
Okay. It's got -2 for my deflection.
It has indeed. So the second one tries to spray you, so that's 5. So it hits.
Ooh.
Which does 4 points of damage. But you've got minus your toughness.
6.
So I don't think it does anything, does it?
No. Nope.
It splatters you a little bit, but, you know, apart from a few minor sizzles, you don't notice anything. Next, it is you, Wolf.
So I'll give... Is it the same one that sprayed me as before?
You're not sure.
Okay.
Probably.
I'll go for the one on the my left. So I've got six.
Yeah, you hit it.
Ooh, 60.
Yeah, again, you just cut its its carcass open, and it just pops, spraying mud and crap all over the floor. So next would be Jebediah, but Jebediah's going to sober up. So let's do Reverend Allen. We'll do Jebediah when he gets back.
Okie dokie. So, I may as well.
Free the spirit.
Not sure about that.
He is the victim.
You be quiet there. You concentrate on them there, mud men. Lord, again, offer your assistance to this young brave. And I'll cast smite upon him.
Okay.
Oh, right. So I will Benny that. It's a red Benny, so you get one. Yeah, that's me.
It's Jebediah.
So what do I need to do?
You've got a mudman on you.
So I'm going to attempt to bludgeon it with the with my pistol. I'm going to pistol whip it.
Whip it real good.
Indeed. why Earp? I'm going to Earp it. So let me try a fighting. Oh, fucking what? A raise. Yeah, take that, bitch.
Yeah, you hit it. I don't know what pistol whip does. I would imagine it's probably D4
not
plus
much.
Strength.
Finish searching the document. No matches were found. Pistol whip. Pistol what? I don't know. Let's have a look. I can't read that. It's too small. So anyway, I do 10d6 damage plus charisma. Which isn't even a thing. So that's massive. Yeah. Okay, let's have a look. Non-lethal damage. Here we go. Non-lethal damage. Someone wants to beat someone without killing them. You can do non-lethal damage. So that is. They apparently subtract minus one from attack rolls. Well, my attack roll was 10, so you can subtract what you like. It's fucking hitting, yeah. So okay.
Let's have a look.
Causes wounds as usual.
I would think it would be a D4 plus strength, yeah.
Okay, two D4, 5. You see.
Can you roll 1d6 as well? Because it was a raise, wasn't it?
Oh, sick. 11.
There you go, 11.
Roll another d6 because that exploded.
Okay.
Because you got 6. So 10, 15 in total. So Jebediah shoots it several times, realises that's futile, flips his pistol over and smashes his the butt of his pistol into what should be its face, bursts its cheek open, and it just sort of... its essence spews out the side of its face as it deflates in front of him. So that one's gone.
You see?
The Lord taketh away the bullets. Gives you a butt. Butt of your gun.
So, the next round.
Oh, dear.
So, first is Jebediah. Next is the Blood Man, next is Wolf, and then last Reverend Allen. So, Jebediah, you've just decked this one. What's your next action?
Well,
there's only one left on Wolf now at the moment.
I can deal with that.
Reverend Cheval seems to have thrown himself into the lava pool.
Okay. All I can do, really, is move sort of reasonably distant to the one on Wolf and shoot that.
Okay.
So, I can't really do anything else. Didn't. So I missed.
Yeah, so you run over, take a shot, but unfortunately miss. The one on Wolf, yeah, it tries to strike you, Wolf.
I'm going to say it's got neg 2 tip. That's still a raise.
Yeah, so yeah, it's got negative two, so that's eight. Wolf, what's your fighting skill is 10, seven. Isn't it? So that's 5, 7. So it needs 7 to hit you. So yeah, it hits, but not with a raise, luckily. Yeah, it strikes you for 9 points of damage, so take your vigor off of that, and that's what's left.
Take the toughness off it.
So toughness, sorry, yeah. So that's 3, so you're shaken. And you can spend a Benny at any point to try and get rid of that, but you automatically get to try and throw it off, right. And it's your turn anyway, with a vigor roll. And it's you, so yeah, first thing you do is roll a vigor roll to see if you throw the shaking condition off. Yeah, you succeeded. And it's done it multiple times, right, but I'll take the first one, so you succeeded.
Okay, so I'll attack it with a raise.
You've got
plus two. So that's two raises.
Well, it's 12. It's fighting, remember? So you've got 12.
It's fighting is back up to normal, so that's 3, 5. So you made it by 5, so you hit it.
Made it by 7.
And roll your damage. Yeah, so again, you just pop it like a balloon. You cut down its side and it just, its essence spills out all over the place.
Yeah.
Pop it like it's hot.
Yeah. And as the last of these mud creatures spreads over the floor, I think that might be a good place to call it, all things considered.
I think so. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know what you mean. I think we should definitely do until the rest of this village.
Oh, I'm not doing 7 days here.
Thank you for joining us and listening to another episode of Chimpians Do Deadlands Reloaded. The game references the Savage Worlds game system available from Pinnacle Entertainment Group at www.pegink.com. It is unofficial media content permitted under the Media Network Content Agreement. This content is not managed, approved, or endorsed by Pinnacle Entertainment Group. Certain portions of the material used are the intellectual property of Pinnacle, and all rights are reserved. Savage Worlds, all related settings and unique characters, locations, and logos and trademarks are copyright of Pinnacle Entertainment Group. In this episode, Reverend Allen was played by Scott, Jebediah was played by Matt, and Wolf was played by Paul. If you like what we do and would like to help us out, please leave a 5-star review at iTunes, or on your podcast aggregator of choice, tell your friends, and by all means, shout from the rooftops on whatever social media you choose. If you've got a few dollars to spare and want to help us out that way, you can support us on Patreon at chimpians.co.uk/Patreon. And if you'd just like to contact the show and say hi, you can contact me on Twitter at ChimpiansRPG. Email me at mark@chimpians.co.uk or use our contact page at www.chimpians.co.uk. And again, thank you very much for joining us for this episode, and hope to catch you on the next one. Bye!